What, this very far?
Yeah, suitcase.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a hard shell and it lives in the water, and it can draw its four legs and its head and tail up inside its shell?
What is it?
Okay. It's an animal. It's a little creature, really. It's about that big. And it can draw its feet and its head and its tail up inside its shell.
That's a... That is.
Some of these live on land and some live in the water.
Oh, what do you call those? I know what they are. They got hard back.
That's right. And they got their heart underneath, too.
They pull their feet under. If you get after them, and their head, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Might you call them a cuda, or a terrapin, or a turtle, or a gopher?
They are... They're hollering at night. Is that what you're
doing? I don't think these make any noise at night.
Bullfrogs?
No, that's true. Now they do holler at night. Mm-hmm. But what I'm thinking about now is something that has a hard shell,
uh-huh.
And it can pull its feet up inside its shell.
Well, I know what you're talking about that, but now.
Well, now might you call that a turtle or a terrapin or a cuda? A turtle.
Turtle.
Well, now would that one live in the water?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now what would you call it if it lived on the land?
Well, they do come out and on land, but they don't. They don't stay on land. They go back in the water, you know.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten? The intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Feet.
Well, that's true. But what about the insides that people can eat? The insides of a hog?
That's hog.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Well, I'm thinking about the intestines of a hog.
Oh. They, Well, they can eat their chitlins.
Okay, fine. What do you call the center part of an egg?
Yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Chest.
What do you call something that a person gets into to go fishing? He might get in and row himself across a...
Rowboat.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillow slip.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say one man really
beat him up.
Okay. What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Oh, what is it?
Might you call him a tightwad or a mouse or a close person?
Tightwad, I think that would be it.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...